This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And, are you that exceptional American? I very much suspect that you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as you know. The weekend is here. Really grateful that the weekend is here. I kind of crawl myself on Wednesday afternoons, and I'm sensing, I got another show on Thursday, another show on Friday, and then the weekend. And then there's speaking engagement. There's all these other things going on. It is absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyway, welcome to the show. We got a lot of things going on. Please visit our websites, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and of course the premier site known as newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. It's time. It is absolutely time. It's a wonderful thing to see what is going on in New California. My expectations have never been so fulfilled as they have been right now with the movement. It is a real movement. 51 counties engaged, involved. We have, the growing pain. Some counties are stronger than others, and we're working at building real strong county committees. And everybody's been absolutely, bear a hand. Let's get going. It's been absolutely phenomenal. We had, of course, the Declaration of Independence we declared on January 15th, and then we came back and on the 21st of July. We had our very, very first Constitutional Convention, which was a huge hit down there in Harris Ranch. That was a momentum maker. Over 158 people there, 38 counties represented by either senators or assembly members. It was just magnificent. Passed three resolutions as we formed an assembly and also a Senate. We had a head of the assembly. We got an assembly speaker, and we also got a head of the Senate. And I'll tell you, it went like clockwork. I've never seen people cooperating so much and taking part in forming New California. It was absolutely a wonderful experience and something that was historic. And you can see, if you go to newcaliforniastate.com and just go to the news portion. You can see the Constitutional Convention that we put up there, about 2 hours of it. It was about a six-hour thing. When I say thing, there's a lot of things going on. But it was about 6 hours long, and it was really, really very well done. And I'm really, really pleased that at the Harris Ranch down in Coalinga, California, where we brought everybody together, and it was really, like I said, a great experience. Now, we're going down to, it looks like, for the second convention. The second convention for New California will be down in Orange County, and it's going to be at Knott's Berry Farm on the 6th of October, and we expect several hundred people at this one. So that's going to be an awesome experience, and we really want to thank everybody who's already started to make plans to come down. We're getting buses together. And if you're interested in becoming a part of this and you want to buy a ticket, the tickets are on sale at newcaliforniastate.com, and just go to where it says meetings and it pops up there. You'll see meetings and convention for October 6th. That's the convention for October 2nd, Constitutional Convention for October 6th. And also, if you email me, just use the email on the website, and if you want to get engaged with a bus or whatever to go down there, the tickets for that, we haven't settled on those, but it's going to be a lot cheaper than flying. There's no question about it. And a little bit more comfortable, actually. I know it's going to take several hours, but you know what? What is with the airports these days? It seems like to go down to the airport, it's an hour to get there. Then when you're there, it's another 90 minutes. And then, you're out on the plane, you get on the plane, that's another 30 minutes. So now you're 2 hours, 3 hours, and you get on the plane, you fly for one. Then you get off the plane, and it's another half an hour to get out of there. You can drive pretty much that far. And that's what a lot of people are doing. I mean, I do that all the time. I don't mind it. Used to mind it, but I don't really mind it too much anymore. It's kind of relaxing, actually, to get out. Now, California, I got to tell you, is just absolutely a spectacular state. And New California, which is basically all of California, is going to be not only spectacular, but it's going to be a lot different than the experiences everybody has right now. The Constitution is going to be completely changed. The core essence of California versus New California really is in the paperwork. It's in the Constitution. And when you take and look at the two constitutions as developed, or the ones developing right now, taking shape in New California, where we've got a lot of work to do. It's not out on the table. We don't have it done. It's not finished. It's going to take years to construct this. Normally, when you have these constitutional issues, you progress over years. This is not a thing where it's going to happen immediately. Plus, our issue is not only having a construct, a basic shape and format, if you will, for the Constitution, but we're picking apart the old Constitution plus whatever is happening in California. We'll be picking that apart because we know that what we want in the old Constitution left over and implied in the new Constitution, and even what has been amended by many of the propositions and so on, over 530 changes to California's Constitution. You think that might be what one of the problems is right now in California? No, really, seriously, do you think that might just be one of the problems? Well, of course it is. California's Constitution that they're operating under right now is 1879 vintage. That's fine. And what's in the Constitution other than some of the racist stuff? Something that back then, I'll tell you, there was some blatant racism, and everybody admits that. But there were some very core values that are seminal to a free republic, hello, and great governance, a republican form of governance under God, and that's the key term. There are some useful things. Now, it doesn't mean that we're wedded entirely with the California, but there are elements that are there that are good. Now, I'm going to tell you one element that is good. In California's original constitution, this is how it approached the legislature. It said in the legislature that we would convene once every 2 years and only allow for pay for 60 days within that period in which you convened. Okay, now, that means you're going to meet with the legislature once every 2 years, and you're only going to meet for 60 days. That's it. You're out the door. Goodbye. Okay, now, what's happened since then? 530 revisions of the Constitution and many bills that have passed, of course. It's now says that the legislature meets, are you ready for this? Put your hands in the 10 and 2 position. It means that you meet once a year for 11 months, every year. You heard what I said. Every year for 11 months. Is that insane? Now think about that. No wonder California has such an overburden. It has an enormous overburden of rules and regulations. So what are you going to do about it? Oh, I don't know, just lay back and get taxed, feed, build, hit over the head, arrested, have your weapons taken away. Can't say anything anymore. Oh, silence. First Amendment's taken away. Second Amendment's taken away. Next, I mean, you see what I'm saying? They're chipping away at the very essence of who we are as a country, of course. And they can do so because they have an industrial level of creating laws. You can write a bill one day, the next day the governor signs it. It can work out that quick. No wonder they have, you know, thousands of laws that are introduced and a thousand or so that are produced at the end of the year. Now think about that. What are you going to, what kind of damage are you going to do in 60 days every 2 years? As you find in Texas today, there's a lot of parallels between Texas Constitution, the original one, and California's original one. And by the way, they were both Lone Star states and both republics, weren't they? We need to be with the republic side of California as it originally was in the new Constitution. We'll reflect that in New California once every 2 years. 60 days, we're out of here.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, newcaliforniastate.com. That's what you really want to get into. And visit the website, sign up, give us a note or two, and we will get back to you. Really do appreciate all those people that are climbing on board for New California. It is really, really, really an awesome thing. So anyway, visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, coming up Monday night, Feather River Tea Party Patriots, Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street, Yuba City. Brandon Barnes, Sutter County Sheriff Corner Candidate, Town Hall and Ice Cream Social. Brandon Barnes will discuss the duties of the Sheriff Corner, his priorities when he takes office, and his understanding of the U.S. Constitution, including the Second Amendment. Come hear his positions on illegal immigration, sanctuary cities, and working with ICE, and what are his plans to combat the illegal commercial marijuana grows in the county. Let's go ask the DOJ for help, huh? Who is that guy? Oh, the guy from Washington, D.C., who has a computer problem with the Owen brothers and Debbie Wasserman Show. Oh, Javier. How will he address the marijuana-related crimes, and what are his thoughts on the California DOJ Armed and Prohibited Person System, or APPS, the firearm confiscation raids in our area? He will be open to all questions from the audience, followed by the Ice Cream Social, where we will address individual concerns, like, do you like the vanilla ice cream, or the Neapolitan, or my favorite, the coffee. Ha! Listen, I make the best coffee on the planet. Do you hear me, Trona? The policies he develops to combat illegal immigration, marijuana-related crimes, and unconstitutional laws out of Sacramento impact everyone in the area, not just Yuba County. So anyway, that's Brandon Barnes, County Sheriff. He's going to be here. Anyway, don't forget our regular feature of In the News with Paul Preston, Agenda 21 Radio. We'll follow our special guest speaker. We'll be talking about We'll be talking about the events today. So that is going to be Monday, 445 B Street, Crossroads Community Church, Monday, August 20th. That's Monday. Okay, now, if you want to know, you can contact Larry or Carla for information at 530-755-4409. Now, remember, Larry is a really nice guy. I don't care what everybody else says. I think he's a very nice guy. Everybody says he's a nice guy. Anyway, so that is Brandon Barnes, and that's going to be Monday, August 20th, Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street, Feather River Tea Party Patriots. Be there. Okay, now, getting into other things. Aren't there a lot of fires around? Now, I got to tell you, I have my intelligence sources, and I really want to thank all the citizen journalists who contribute to Agenda 21 Radio. So this is what I have. And this is from my guy. What is this thing? Maybe. I don't go, maybe it's this person? I don't know. I get regular reports about fires. I get a daily briefing two or three times a day about fires, just to let you know. So if I'm not broadcasting or talking about fires, I'm certainly getting up to date information. Okay. Turn off the buzzer because that was an update information. You just heard it. Okay. You wouldn't believe what's happening. Just a lot of things. What's going on in Woodland, California? All these white buses pull up and they drop off people in the middle of the night. And they're homeless people from San Francisco, from Sacramento, West Sac, and other places. They pull up in these big white tour buses, park out in front of the kiosk, you know, a little pop-up out there where they get their free phone. This is in the Walmart parking lot. And, you know, dozens of people get off, and they're given $300 cash and sent on their way. This is what's going on in Woodland, California. It presents a whole new way to redistribute the wealth now, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Well, that's what's going on in Woodland, just to let you know. And it's ending up like San Francisco, feces all over the place, needles, and people are concerned. The reason why I know it, people call me. Just believe it or not, they call me thinking I can solve the problem. And, of course, I try to help solve the problem. Prop 47 is the problem. We just grieved this gosh, are you ready for this? We've done 30 grievances. We got 10 more to go of the grievances for California. This is big. This is really, really big. So, anyway, we've got this all going on. But I was just telling you, that's the redistribution of wealth, and they're doing it through NGOs and nonprofits, all funded pretty much by George Soros and Joan Blades of MoveOn.org. Great, real liberal organization that causes all kinds of havoc. That's the one, Antifa, if you're a member of Antifa, that's who you get your paycheck from, right? How much is it a day? $150 or something like that? I don't know. $15 an hour? It's got to be more than that, I think. But I've seen the flyers for these nonprofits that are out there encouraging people to go riot. Go figure, right? And it's like you're in Portland. The Portland police will stand down for you. Now, they didn't do this in the last little go-around. You may have heard about that. But anyway, we got a great clip that we're going to play, actually, of Will. I think you will hear it. You will hear it of Will Johnson's new thing, Dare to be Black. Amazing what he's done. Anyway, that's coming up. Also, Tana Gertz will be with us coming in the next segment, actually. We'll start at the bottom of the hour. We're getting pretty close. Anyway, Tana's kind of interesting. She is a Donald Trump surrogate, and she led the campaign for Donald Trump out of Iowa and also did a lot of speaking engagements on behalf of the president, did a lot of visibility things and stuff like that during the 2016 election cycle, and she has just been, actually, she was on our show earlier, 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, and she did a really fantastic job laying a whole bunch of stuff out, and she's going to be with us at the bottom of the hour, so you don't want to miss that, and she's, now she's going to be involved in the 2020 election, and the president is, she talks to the president on a regular basis. So this is going to be a lot of fun to get back in touch with her. I promise not to run commercials, a lot of commercials during this interview, so you can hear her express herself about all the things that are going on. Okay, so a little thing about the election, though, coming up. This is from Breitbart, 2020 Vision, Dems gearing up for street fight. All in on race and identity politics. Aha. Uh-huh. Here we go. Identity politics. That seems to be the thing that they're into. Everybody's a racist, of course. If you disagree with them, you're a racist. If you're brown, you're a racist. If you're black, you're a racist. If you're white, you're a racist. If you're yellow, you're a racist. If you have green skin with purple polka dots and antennas sticking right out of your head, you're a racist. Everybody's a racist, right? Oh, and if you're black, you're racist, right? Everybody's a racist. In their world, identity politics. It's really sad when that's their only argument, isn't it? When it's all about race, division, and bigotry. It's easy to call the other person when you don't have an argument a racist. That's the thing. I'm telling you, I've heard this for years. You know, oh, you're this, you're that, you're a racist, blah, blah. Really? Okay, let's talk about what's really going on. They won't do that. They don't want to have the argument to talk about what is really going on. They just want to throw words at you. Don't be offended by the words, ladies and gentlemen. Just do not. Don't bite into it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, NewCaliforniaState.com. And do not forget, Monday night, Brandon Barnes, Feather River Tea Party Patriots, 445 B Street, Crossroads Community Church. We'll be right back. Tana Gertz, Donald Trump's surrogate, with us next.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Now that we have our technical difficulties worked out, I suspect we've got it worked out anyway. We have Tana Gertz with us. Tana has been on the show before, and I guess it's technically the third time she's been on the show. Second time she's been on the show. First time was absolutely a knockout. We appreciate all of her information. Tana was working with the Trump administration or the campaign, and my understanding is now she's also rejoining. Tana, are you there?
I am. Oh, can you hear me now?
Oh, this is just brilliant. It's just crystal clear audio.
Isn't this amazing?
Yeah, crystal clear audio. It's really wonderful. Anyway, so welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Really appreciate you being with us and spending some time. A lot of things have been going on since the last time we talked, especially with the Trump administration. But are you going to be with the Trump with the campaign again in 2020?
I am, of course. So I was asked to come back for right now the advisory board, and then come the first of the year, I'll be jumping back, and we're doing this all over again. We want to have another 4 years of lower unemployment rate, more jobs, the economic development just growing and growing, more money in our pockets. So yeah, I'm all aboard. And I'm very honored that he wants me back. So this is going to be an exciting couple more years for me.
Well, explain to everybody so that everybody's kind of clear what happened in the 2016 election. And, of course, now we're getting closer. We have the the midterms right now. And, of course, here in California, things are really challenging. But
yes.
And all throughout the nation, I guess. But I've been kind of keeping up to date on, well, yes, we do keep very much up to date on the elections here this year. But tell us a little bit about what happened in the 2016 election, because it's very compelling. And I want to get into this whole 2020 election and past the midterms, what that's going to look like for the president.
Sure. So thanks for having me back, Paul. We did have a good time the first time I was here. And the gist of the story is I was on Donald Trump's show, The Apprentice, 12 years ago. Met him, really liked him, learned so much from him, loved his family, took everything that I learned from him. I made it all the way to the end. So I won for the street smarts people, the entrepreneurs of the world, and came home and immediately hit the ground running, applying everything that I learned in Donald Trump's boardroom to my career as a professional speaker, and changed my life forever. So I was grateful from the minute that I landed in New York in his boardroom to the minute, actually till today, I was grateful for the opportunity to be a contestant and to learn from him. Well, then he decides he's going to run for president of the United States, comes down the escalator on June the 20th, and he realized that if he's going to be the next president of the United States, he's got to win the state of Iowa. And I live in the state of Iowa, and the state of Iowa associates me with Donald Trump, because since the day I got back from the show, I was giving gratitude for him for changing my life, for putting shoes on my feet, for putting food on my kitchen table. And he was aware of all the gratitude and all the thanks and all the promotion that I was doing, not only for myself and my career, but giving thanks to him. And so he called me and said, Tana, I'm running for president and I want you to be a part of my very small team because I have to win Iowa if I'm going to win this thing. And you are the face of Iowa. You are the face of The Apprentice. You're more or less a direct association of me, my offspring in a sense. And so would you do it? And I didn't have a political bone in my body. I'm not like you, Paul. I don't eat and dream and sleep and breathe this. I actually never had an interest in it because I actually thought most politicians were liars and wimps and boring. And so this was never anything that I was excited about. But I was excited about making history with Donald Trump, and I am excited about working with him. So I said, for a split second, I had to think about, do I want to put my speaking career on hold? I had a radio show. Do I want to put that on hold? And I'm a business coach. Do I want to quit all my clients? And I said, oh, hell yeah. I want to make history with this man. So I did. I put it all on hold. And I started being a surrogate for him. And a lot of people might ask, what's a surrogate? No, I didn't have his babies or anything like that. It's not a surrogate woman. I was a surrogate speaker. And I would go to all of the rallies, and I would be the warm-up act before he would come out. And I would invigorate the audience, motivate them, and tell them all the great things about Donald Trump that the world didn't know, but only somebody who's known him for 12 years like me would know. And so I did that, and worked my tail off for 2 years and helped get the guy the win. And so excited. I mean, there's so much in between, and I'll let you ask what you want to know. But so I bet the farm on this man who I knew could do it, and he did it. And he was so loyal to me, and he just said, whatever you want, whatever job you want, you earned it, you deserve it, and I would love to give it to you. And I said, with all due respect, Mr. President, I did my job. I got you right here into this White House, and I'm going to go back to being a speaker and being a coach and doing what I do, but I'll always be here if you need me. And then he just called me when I was sailing the seas in Italy. He called and said, we want you back. And I said, I'll come back for you.
Wow. Well, that's pretty exciting. And, most people haven't met Donald Trump or even seen him, and I've seen him a few times. I went to several of his rallies, which is pretty intense. And, it's a lot of fun. And I was in the press. It was really funny. I endured it three times, having him point me out as one of the villains in the back of the room. And, it was really kind of, I think that with the crowd, it was really kind of good-natured,
Oh, it is. It is. It's fun. It was like my husband said, he's like, you know, when you're around Donald Trump and people at these rallies, it's good, clean fun. It's not like a concert where everybody's wasted and high.
No.
You know, when you're around Donald Trump and the first family, they're squeaky clean in the sense that they don't drink, they don't do drugs. It's not like everybody's wasted and stoned. It's just like a real good, clean fun. Yeah. Woohoo! We're Americans. Yeah. And God bless the USA.
I didn't see any of that unless it was outside with the protesters.
Right.
That's the only place. True. That's the only place where I ever saw anything like that, but everybody was really, really friendly and everything. And I had my press pass on and everything, and they'd stop me and ask questions. It was, you know, they weren't angry. There was none of that, the good natured booing and stuff like that. Were they really? I did notice, because as you know, the press comes flying in before the president does.
Oh yeah,
and then they come streaming into the arena, and they've got them all seated in the back of the room back there. And they all these guys all look the same, white shirts, you know, Apple, iPad, you know, the Apple computers. And they all sit down. That's when the booing kind of started.
Yeah,
The early crew.
Because they hate them.
Yeah.
They're the enemy. They're not reporting the truth. And they're reporting on the one knucklehead who's in there who actually is getting paid by somebody who's a Democrat from Craigslist. Right. Said, listen, you go be a disruption. I'll pay $100 for every outbreak. You know, you'll get an extra $100. So that's the one lunatic that the press focuses in on. And I mean, Donald Trump was the first one to put the spotlight on the fake people, the losers, the people that were just liars. You know, he put the spotlight on politicians before. I thought all of our politicians took care of us till Donald Trump said, take a look at our veterans. Take a look at the VA system. Hell no. They're not taking care of us. We're all being conned. And so, wait, I started peeling back the onion and looking at the layers, and I was like, hey, my God, he's right. Why do our veterans have to wait in line to get a surgery when there are American heroes? Donald Trump is right. Veterans should go before, you know, sick people, like sick, healthy people like you and I. You know, I mean, a veteran should go before us. They served our country. And so he was the one that started making America look at the hypocrisy and the wrongdoings that we've been allowing to occur for all these years. And if it wasn't for him, we'd still be trusting our government. And if it wasn't for him, our veterans would still be waiting years to get a surgery and many, many other things. I mean, we'd still be getting ripped off. I mean, look at what he's doing for us. So it's just, you're right. It's an experience. It's a trip. I highly recommend to any of your listeners, Donald Trump, as I know, because I'm in the calls, we're hitting the road, Jack, and we're doing a lot of rallies. So there's going to be 6 rallies a week. We're coming to your state. I don't know if we're coming to California because y'all are nuts out there. I'm just saying. I live there, so I know, but I'm kidding. You guys are great, and it's a wonderful place to live if you can tolerate the traffic. But we're coming. And we're coming to a city near you, and we're doing this again. So if you've never been to a Trump rally, you gotta get there. You gotta experience it.
It really is a really amazing experience. And I never really gave it much notion or thought about how really incredibly energized people are that are there. But you know, the people that love America want a place to go and be and do.
Right,
100%. And demonstrate what is going on here. And clearly that's exactly what they can do at the Donald Trump rallies. That's one of the things that appeals to them. How long are people waiting in line in the current rally situation to see the president?
4 hours.
Jeez.
And honestly, Paul, I look in that audience and I am so humbled at the grit and the endurance and the stamina that true American patriots have for this country. You have to ask yourself, I do this often, I ask myself, Tana, with the exception of a good shoe sale or a clothing store that's going out of business, what would you wait 4 hours for?
A good shoe sale.
Honestly, you know, unless a Gucci store is going out of business, I'm probably not going to wait 4 hours. But I have to really dig deep to ask myself these hard questions. And when I look in that audience, when I'm walking up to the event, you know, to get ready to go backstage and everything, and I'm passing all these people of all nationalities, of all colors, of all sizes, of all shapes, I look in that crowd and I think, wow, that woman's 80 years old. That veteran's got one leg. that veteran's a wounded warrior. That's a mother with four babies. Like, who does this? Mm-hmm. I know who does it because I've seen it firsthand for 2 years. True American patriots. They will wait in line to hear the hope and to hear the promises that Donald Trump will keep. They will wait in line to experience being around like-minded individuals. And it is so cool. It's so humbling. And it gives me hope to say it's all worth it. You know, Donald Trump is doing it day in and day out. He is busting his ass. He is working harder than anybody I ever know. This man gets up at the crack of dawn, which is really before the crack of dawn, and he's working till late hours, and he's doing it for you and me and most of your everybody that's listening, whether you like him or not. Yeah. He's doing it for us.
We have one of our friends out here, Will Johnson. He does Unite America First, a great YouTube format that he follows, and he goes out and protests against Antifa and all this stuff. And one of his favorite comments that he just really riles them up, he says, Donald Trump is your president. Tomorrow, when you wake up, Donald Trump will still be your president.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I know. I love to be like, he's our president.
That's right.
Like, they just throw you daggers. But, you know, it's true. Guess what? Y'all should have worked harder if you didn't want to be your president, because I know how hard I worked and I know how hard everybody on the campaign worked.
Yeah.
And I know how hard a lot of people worked who were volunteers. I think that's probably why I'm so upset about the whole Omarosa thing, is that woman was paid.
Yeah.
I know how wonderful people were who volunteered all across the great country that we live in for Donald Trump to be in the office.
That was one of the things I was going to ask you about today, of course, is this whole Omarosa thing, which this is the kind of stuff that I usually don't discuss. But I was under the impression she was paid. She worked for Donald Trump. And now all of a sudden, you know, and not only that, but she was in the White House, but she was paid as a campaign person. That to me, I just smacks of just some craziness why she's turned on the president now.
Well, great question. In Cliff Notes of all this are, he made her famous, just like he made me famous. And you can do one of two things when somebody's giving you food, you know, put food on your table. You can either do what I do and say, thank you. I'll always respect, admire, and be grateful to you. And I'll do everything I can in my power to pay you back. Or you can do what she did and bite the hand that feeds you and be disrespectful when things don't go her way. And that's exactly what she did. So she was not an original hire. I was the first original apprentice hire. And actually, she wanted to come into my state, the state of Iowa, the state I was running, the state I was the face of. And I had a lot of responsibilities to win this state, or it was going to be my ass. And she came immediately when she knew that that he hired me. She was bugging me. She wanted to get here and help me. And I was like, my intuition's always served me well. And I kept her at a distance and said, don't need your help. Thanks for the offer, and pushed her away. Well, other people weren't smart enough to do that. In some way, somehow, she weaseled her way in to the campaign. And this had nothing to do with Donald Trump at the time. She weaseled her way in. And once she's in, I mean, what can you do? She knew she couldn't get fired. Because she probably would have pulled the racist card then. So anyways, she was paid, just like I was paid. But actually, I was doing work, and she really wasn't. She was avoiding work. But we got paid, and we did our job. I did my job, and she just kept it going and going and going. Well, when it came time to, now we're going to reward people for their hard work, she was right there going, hey, look at me. I want a job. So she got a job. In the White House, not really beside him or whatever thing, but a communications job. And then when General Kelly came aboard, he smelled a rat and his intuition was good. And he said, she's trouble. We need to get her out of here. And he did. He got her out of there. And then all hell broke loose.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you, Paul, I knew back 2 years ago when she wanted to come to Iowa, I have seen videos of her on the record saying, Hillary Clinton would make a great president. And I thought, Why the hell do you want to come to Iowa and help me get Donald Trump elected? Yeah. And that's when I knew she was in it for the fame. She was in it for the ride. She was in it for the power. She was in it for the job, and she was in it for the resume so that she could say she worked in this administration. But I think now, looking back, she was in it all along to sabotage him and to, you know, blow him up. And that's exactly what she's trying to do. And I say to myself, you know, wow, I don't know how much money you're getting paid, but honestly, sister, it's not worth it because you are committing career suicide.
Yeah, it's clearly career suicide. No one's gonna. Well, maybe some people will touch her for a job or whatever for the future. But all these recordings and all the evidence she's purported to have, none of this is panning out for her.
None of it's panning out. And I'm gonna tell you what. I've known him for 12 years. I've never once ever heard a racial slur come out of his mouth. Never heard that word.
No.
Only thing I've seen is him promote and give jobs to, you know, hardworking people. He doesn't care what your color is, but I've seen him turn a janitor and let a janitor go all the way up in the rank if he worked hard to be running one of his hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what, if Donald Trump was a racist, there's no way she would have been sticking around for 15 years taking a paycheck from him.
No, no, no. We're talking to Tana Gertz, and she's a Trump surrogate from Iowa, and she also is a private entrepreneur, businesswoman, and she's joining us now for the second time here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're really happy to have her with us. We're talking about the campaign of 2016 and also currently the Omarosa thing, but we're now going to, I want to kind of make that leap into 2020, gotta get out of the teens here. But let's stop here a little bit at the 2018 election, because coming forward, there's a lot of talk now about this so-called red wave. But is there any portion of the blue wave left out there that you can see or that maybe Trump is a little concerned with?
From what I'm seeing, no, Paul. I mean, I think most Americans that are listening to your show are, they may not be happy with the president that they have. I know I'm thrilled. But if they sit back and look at their bank accounts, and if they think about the extra thousands of dollars that they're going to have from lowering taxes, and when they look around and start seeing, you know, young kids getting jobs, or actually even middle-aged people or even older people now having jobs, and the unemployment rate so low, and now all the different diversity communities, they're now starting to excel. And when they start looking at his resume, track record, scoreboard, whatever you want to call it, most people can't deny what he's doing. Trust me, as I mentioned earlier, he is the hardest working person that I know. So I know what I can get done in a day, and I've got high energy, and I'm a go-getter, and I have, you know, ambitious and driven woman. Think about what somebody, like, just everybody just think about what you do in a day. You know, a lot of us waste a lot of time on social media or not. A lot of people waste a lot of time watching TV or not. But let's just say on an average day, maybe you're effective. I would say I'm effective probably a solid 8 hours a day, being productive. Let's say, you know, some of your listeners may be going, yeah, oh God, that's really high. I'm probably good for 4 hours. Okay, whatever. I'm here to tell you, this man is good, honestly, for a solid 10 hours. Mm-hmm. I'm talking moving mountains, flying from here to there, greeting people, overriding things that were horrific for our government, for all of us. He's doing the job of probably 10 previous politicians. And so he's getting a lot done. Where I'm going with this is the momentum is in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
We on the Trump campaign are saying to people, get out and make sure you vote in the midterms. You have to get out and vote. We've got to keep the House and the Senate. We've got to keep this momentum. We're doing fantastic. He's doing fantastic. But we need more people out there saying to your friends, you know, you got to go vote. We can't expect this to stay. We got to hold our momentum because the Democrats are so desperate. They're trying anything to overturn us, and our momentum is in our favor.
Yeah, these House races are really becoming a prominent feature on the left anyway. The media, the left-leaning media is talking about how they're going to be taking back so many different seats. Out here in California, I looked that actually there's going to be a gain in seats on the Republican side. California has 53 representatives, members of the House of Representatives. 14 are Republican. I looked at perhaps as many as 4 to 6 could be the pickup. Seats
wonderful.
Here. And yeah, this is something I'm telling you, California is sick and tired of the liberalism that's going on. That's why New California, which the promotion of New California State, which is what we're up to right now, is taking off. I mean, people are just jumping on board like you can't believe because they are disgusted. They can't do any more with California. And so they're trying a new option. But in the meantime, you know, New California, if we want to become a state, we need members of the House of Representatives from California to approve us. So the more the merrier if we can get the Republicans on board. And that's what we're hoping to see happen. We cannot endorse or anything like that in our particular situation, but we can certainly see the light where we need to have these people on board. So we are really, really hoping that there's going to be more Republicans that are picked up. And it looks like that's going to be the case in many, many seats out here.
I think there's a lot of people up for grabs about doing this. At the highest level is it's a presence. It's got to be an optic. Like you got to have people going out to rallies, doing parades. It's got to be a full force presence. Shirts. People need to just, you know, sit. People are cowards. They're afraid to put their neck out on the line. Like I have family out in San Jacinto and I have family out in Hemet and they wear their Trump shirts proud. They may think they're going to get their butts whooped, but you know, they're good. They can hold their own if they need to. And I'm like proud of them because, you know, they're out there saying, I supported this president. I voted for this president. I like this president and I want California to get their head out of their butt. And I want California to realize that we need some serious guidance in this country. And we need a commander in chief that will run this country like a business. And so what I'm sensing and what I'm saying to people, Paul, is if you guys are serious about wanting to turn that state around, you got to get in a group and get out with full force to rallies, to events, to parades, and make yourself known, because that's what I did. I got people that were behind me that said, hey, you know, I'm with you, Tana. I'm like, really? Okay, well, if you're with me, throw this shirt on and sister, let's go. We're going to a rally tonight. We're going to a parade today. On Saturday, get a tractor. Slap some Trump stickers on the tractor. Let's go, full force. And that's how you start making a presence for yourself, your agenda, and to turn your state around from a lot of cowards. I mean, there's people in your state that, of course, voted for this man, but will never say it.
Right.
You got to get them to quit being cowardly and to say, let's do it for our president. We need to, because you guys need to save that state.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting. You saved California by making New California. That's really what the formula is, because it's so broken. And it's broken from the Constitution on up, obviously. But the powers that be right now who have all the power and control, we call it the monoparty system. There is no two-party system in California.
Uh-huh.
The Republican form of governance, which is guaranteed by the Constitution, is gone. And everybody's reaching that consensus. They see that there's got to be another option. That's why New California is coming on board. New California, when completed, will take up about 85% of the land mass of California. People don't realize that, because it's all about rural populations versus the urban populations. In ruralness, we get about 18 million people in all of rural California versus 21
wow.
million in the urbanized
wow.
areas. People don't get that, you know. So,
know what, Paul? They need to get it because, maybe they haven't heard it. Will you get a force behind you? You get an army behind you, and you have people with literature, brochures, handing stuff out, telling people that. I didn't know that. And heck, I used to live in California for 10 years of my life.
Yeah, everybody thinks of Los Angeles and San Francisco. Listen, we have to go, Tanya. We've been talking to Tanya Gertz, who is a Trump campaign surrogate for 2020 and a former apprentice winner, runner-up and all that. And we really appreciate her being on here. You can definitely have her back in the next few weeks. Tell us how we can get a hold of you, Tanya.
You can reach me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at HeyTana, H-E-Y-T-A-N-A, or on my website at HeyTana.com.
Awesome, Tana. Thank you very much for being with
Thank
us on
you
Agenda
so
21
much.
Radio.
Appreciate you having me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, time to go. Anyway, stay strong.
We're Cindy Dow and SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.